Human Rights Watch is one of the groups welcoming the High Court decision, which holds many criminal trials involving civilians in military courts. Human Rights Watch senior researcher Oriem Nyeko said the decision is encouraging.
I think it is a really important ruling and very positive. I think that it really reflects the values of human rights, of the right to a free trial that many people have been advocating for a very long time. Civilians should not be tried at military courts. That's something that is agreed at many levels, including in international law.
Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni criticized the ruling, saying the country is not governed by judges, but by the people. Museveni defended the military court, saying its trials reinforce the civilian judicial system to defend the lives of people against armed criminals. According to rights groups, Ugandan military courts have tried hundreds of civilians, including opposition politicians and government critics. In 2016, former parliament member Michael Kabizunguruka was charged with security-related offences and tried in a military court. In successfully petitioning the Supreme Court, he argued that it was against the law for him and other civilians to face a general court-martial, GCM.
By its establishment, it was irregular, it was incapable of dispensing justice. And so anybody who went there did not expect justice to be served. The GCM hitherto has been used as a tool of repression by the current government, where political opponents have been taken. It has been used as a political tool just to fight the opposition, nothing else.
The court's ruling has given hope to opposition leader Kizza Besigye, who was abducted in Kenya in November and days later appeared before a military court in Kampala. He faces a death penalty for treason. Despite the High Court ruling, his court-martial case is expected to continue. Army spokesperson Chris Magenze said a military court can try any person accused of conspiring to kill the president or commit armed rebellion or terrorism against Uganda. Kabazinguruka said the Supreme Court ruling over the court's martial issue is final.
I've read a document that is attributed to the president, and I don't want to pay so much attention to it because under our laws, he has nothing else to do but except to fully implement the ruling or the judgment of the Supreme Court. He can rant, he can do so many things, but he cannot change a ruling.
He also says civilian defendants in military courts are treated poorly.
Before you get to the court, you are tortured by these soldiers. You know, once you're in their custody, the kind of torture you go through is very, very tough on you and it leaves an indelible mark on you.
Museveni argues that military courts are beneficial to the country's security and ordered the Attorney General to propose constitutional amendments to prevent judges from interfering with their work. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.